This is an exciting day, exciting time, a fun time for our organization. This has been in the works. This building and some renovations over across the way have been in the works now for several years. And to culminate this with impeccable timing this week, given that we're playing in a dome and the weather is not going to be very good here, I think you'll see us in this building tomorrow and Thursday. I can't say that for sure. That's the coach's decision, but I would guess, given the climate and given what we're going into on Sunday, we'll utilize this right away. I want to thank a few people, and you should know that a lot of hard work over a lot of years went into this, and it starts primarily with our Vice President of Operations, Chip Conway, who's behind me on the left and who's going to give you a tour here today. His staff worked tirelessly. We didn't have to move out of our building across the way. We didn't miss a practice. It was difficult for the fans. They couldn't come to training camp this year. But as you will see, moving forward, we'll have a great experience for them, we think, starting with next year's training camp. And we're really looking forward to that. And I think after you view this building and view some of the views, you'll get a sense of what they'll get to see and participate in when they come next July and August. Also, you know, our owner always had great instincts, always has great instincts and great vision, and there's no question Pat Bowlen, when he looked at this, he said, make sure you do this the right way, and you don't leave anything behind that you're going to have to put in later. And I think when you see this, you'll see all the facilities that we've put in here, facilities for the media, a new and a bigger team store, locker rooms and meeting rooms for an opposing team if we host a team here in training camp, which in the future we'll obviously do more of, and we're looking forward to that. Some hospitality areas for training camp, things along those lines. I don't know if I've left anything out. Chip will fill you in on other things, and you'll get a feel for it as you go around. There's three floors to this building. The field is 100 yards plus end zones. We've got goalposts in here. Plenty of width on the sideline. Player can complete a receiver can complete his route at full speed and not worry about running into walls. You know, we did it the right way. The only thing we can't do it out here, the only guy that we really put the screws to was Britton Colquitt. He can't punt in here because he's going to hit the roof, so he'll have to go outside. But you can practice punts with the machine that they use, and field goals obviously are permissible. Our position on this building is it's football first, and we're going to take our time to decide how our team will utilize it, how often we'll utilize it. As we get used to that and we understand what the schedule is going to be, not only during the season but in the off season, we anticipate that we'll be able to use this building for a lot of things. And we look forward to sharing it with some people in the community down the road. We'll host parties. We'll host events in here. We'll do a lot of different things that we do now, some of down at the stadium, and it'll still be a fresh new building and an opportunity for us to extend our facilities to other people outside the organization. So we're looking forward to that as well. And I'm happy to take any of your questions. The question was, in the world of free agency, does this help us? And I believe it does. We're one of the very few, I think it's, you can count on less than one hand, the number of teams that, especially cold weather teams, and I think we consider ourselves that as the season goes along, that do not have an indoor practice facility. And thanks to our friends at South Suburban, we had a place to go. They understood, and we understood it wasn't up to the standards of what NFL franchises should have. And so now we feel we're there. And, they'll look at this building. I think players that came in, they'd be impressed by what they saw. I don't really know what that extends to right now. We got to look at it. I know I've talked to our people down at the stadium about special events. I've had a brief conversation, Chip and I have, of hosting an NFL, what do they call that, mini combine or regional combine, where if you don't get invited to the one in Indianapolis, then we have some regional combines. I think that would be good for us to host. We'd like to try and do that. And I throw that out there because I hope the NFL is listening. We'd want to do that. We have a lacrosse team and they need a place to work out and practice. They may be able to do that in here. Chip has installed some nets that'll come straight down to avoid damage. when guys are throwing the ball 100 miles an hour into the nets. We'll see what other kind of leagues need to, we want to try and promote youth football all the time, and if maybe there's a way to accommodate youth football leagues, and I'm opening myself up to numerous phone calls by telling you this right now, but that's okay, because that's stuff we should do down the road. But again, Pat Bowlen and our organization always been football first, and so we got to look at what our team needs out of this building and figure that out. And that shouldn't take too long, but we're going to take our time to make sure we get it right. I've lost track of the years. It's been a while, and there were various reasons why we kept putting it off. But I would say in the last 3 years, it really started to come to fruition. And I'm looking at Chip to make sure I'm right on that, and he's nodding his head yes. But since that time, I will say, I think the design is great. St. Combs did the work. Saunders Construction did an excellent job. It seems like yesterday we just started, and now we're in time. We didn't, we might have missed a few Lightning practices, but we didn't anticipate being able to go anywhere with the Lightning. We still had to use our auxiliary little workout room over there last training camp. But to be able to not miss any practices during the season and have to go up to South Suburban, now we can come in here starting probably, as I said, tomorrow. It's exciting to see. That's right. That's what I said. Impeccable timing, and we're playing in a dome. So the surroundings are, it's not a football stadium, but the surroundings are similar. And so I'm anticipating, and you'll get to ask Coach Fox, or you'll find out tomorrow when you come to practice, I guess, whether we'll be here tomorrow, but I'm anticipating we would be. I think over time that's part of what we're going to evaluate, and whether or not that's, how soon we could get to something like that. But, Chip's going to monitor, I think, how much use we use from a football standpoint, and what other, make sure all the other parts that we use. There's a lot of media facilities here we're going to utilize throughout the year. Team store traffic, all of that stuff. We'll see where we go, but it's something like that makes sense, sure.